You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
How to Design a Droid-Optimized Home by Andrew Rosenblum. Robots can walk, talk, run a hotel, and are entirely stumped by a doorknob, or a mailbox, or a dirty bathtub. Zzzt, dead. Sure, the Spot Mini, a dog-like domestic helper from Boston Dynamics, can climb stairs, but it struggles to reliably hand over a can of soda. That's why some roboticists think the field needs to flip its perspective. There are two approaches to building robots, says Maya Kakmak, a researcher at the University of Washington. Make the robot more human-like to handle the environment, or design the environment to make it a better fit for the robot. Kakmak pursues the latter, and to do that, she studies so-called universal design, the ways in which buildings and products are constructed for older people or those with disabilities. Robots can't handle the twisting staircase? Put in a ramp. As for that pesky doorknob, make entryways motion-activated. If you want droids at your beck and call someday, start thinking about robo-fitting your digs now. 1. Wide open floor plan. Any serious sans human housekeeping needs a wheeled robotic butler with arms, Kakmak says. That means fewer steps, plus hallways wide enough for U-turns. Oh, and hardwood floors. Thick carpeting slows a bot's roll. 2. Visual waypoints. Factory robots work so fast in part because their world is highly structured. Conveyor belt here, truck over there. So for your robo home, create landmarks that anchor the bots in space. A prominent light fixture, say, that tells them you're in the dining room. RFID tags will help bots locate smaller objects like cleaning supplies. 3. Right angles. Imagine holding a ball between two textbooks. Because each surface touches the sphere at only a single point, it's easy to lose your grip. Robots have the same problem and do better holding flat, boxy surfaces. Swap out rounded dishware for rectangular coffee mugs and square bowls, and use more plastic. There will be drops. 4. Button-free zone. Machines struggle to see buttons, to say nothing of pushing them. They're much happier interfacing digitally with Wi-Fi-enabled and buttonless coffee makers, stoves, and dishwashers. 5. Upsized bathroom. Roomba-type bathroom cleaners can't navigate spaces behind toilets or the graduated curves around sinks and tubs, and that step at the entrance to the shower, already a hazard to older people, is a barrier. Flatten the room and boxify toilet and tub. 6. Matte materials. Depth perception sensors in robots wig out in the face of shiny or transparent objects, meaning your stainless steel refrigerator and glass tabletops may have to go. Lock away fancy stemware in a humans-only cabinet. 7. Indoor power station. Just like architects design a nook for the refrigerator or stove, your robo-home will need space for a power-up station. Wireless recharging when the robot rolls up to the zone will make it more unobtrusive. Maybe right next to your Tesla power wall? 8. Doors 2.0. Since robots hate turning spherical knobs, install flat handles. Better yet, buy automatic doors that can be digitally triggered by sensors in the bot, and do the same with dressers and anything else that opens. 9. Trackable humans. If you'd rather your dinner party not be interrupted, give bots permission to track your location via your phone or fitness wearable, at table, by stove. They'll leave you alone through dessert. 10. Like by like. With droids capable of feeding fresh clothes into a folding machine, there's no need to monitor wash cycles anymore. Just locate the laundry room near your walk-in closet for maximum efficiency. 11. Gastrobotics. Bots won't be cooking too many meals from scratch, and you can't be bothered, so get a smart fridge they can stock with meal kits and a smart oven they can control remotely. Bot-made meals whenever you want. 12. Raised garden. Solar-powered horticultural bots need plenty of sunlight and like their plants arranged in easy-to-navigate rows and columns. Put your garden on the roof with a nearby shed to store your autonomous lawnmower.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.